Today we're breaking down the Hawk to a scam, exactly how it happened, and I'm gonna confront the people behind it. Well, I did last night, and let me just say, it didn't go very well.
Be happy to answer any questions.
I have questions. I have questions. I'm raising my hand. Hey, guys.
What copyzilla?
Hey, this is one of the most miserable, horrible launches I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, then why the fuck are you on?
Profiting from the rug pull, I think it's relevant.
We didn't pull a rug. I don't know what you're trying to say. It's not true. That's defamation.
Doc, do the math. Do the math.
Defamation. You're saying that we pulled a rug. There was no rug pull.
3%.
You're defaming our
character. Are you not going to let me talk? You just talk over me.
I'm hearing bullshit.
Yeah, these people were completely unhinged, unwilling to take any accountability, and we'll talk more to them in a second, but I want to break down the Hawk to a scam. I think people are confused with this kind of stuff. I want to start with the big tweet that kind of set it all off. That would be this by Bubble Maps, which showed 96% of the supply was controlled by the team and was being sent out to a bunch of smaller wallets, the implication being that some of them might be dumping on you. Pretty quickly, the Hawk Tua girl came in to copy and paste what her team told her to say, which said, team hasn't sold one token and not one key opinion leader was given one free token. We tried to stop snipers as best we could through high fees at the start of the launch. And so you see their awful tokenomics here. Along with this response, the team hasn't sold one token. And then they post, obviously, a screenshot of a lot of sells from insiders who did not have to pay. You can see on the bot side, there's nothing. And then on the sold side, they're making a lot of money. So how did you get free tokens? Well, you were an insider, right? And I just want to show you exactly how the Hawk Tua team is sort of lying by omission here when they say the team hasn't sold one token. And that's because they pre-sold the tokens, guys. They sold them to a bunch of investors with a pre-sale, and then those people were unlocked immediately upon launch. So you can see that with her tokenomics here. It says Haley's locked for 12 months, but you can see the strategic allocation is fully unlocked immediately on token generation event. Now, I spoke to some people who bought into this pre-sale. They say they got in at $16.69 million total valuation, which means that if they sold out the whole 17%, you're looking at about $2.8 million raised by pre-selling these tokens. So it is essentially a lie to say her team didn't sell tokens. Well, they pre-sold them, and then those investors dumped on your fans. That's the problem. Because Bubble Map says, we found 285 investors joined the Hawk pre-sale. That's about what I saw as well. 89 wallets sold 100% on launch. 47 sold over 50%. Anyway, you can see in total, $3.3 million were sold. Again, as you'll see, on mostly Haley Welsh's fans, or Hawk Tua Girl's fans. And I know what you're thinking. Who falls for this? Well, unfortunately, with situations like this, they're not targeting crypto bros. They're mostly targeting, like, actual fans who've never been involved in the, you know, the crypto space before. They don't know any better. And you're going to hear the guy behind a lot of this say that explicitly.
These are people that are outside of crypto that we're going to be onboarding. And they don't give a shit. They don't even know what a market cap is. They just go, oh, cool. Free coin. Now I get to join the community. Cool. Done.
Not only did they say it, they sold it in a pitch deck. You can see the Hawk deck here. Massive onboarding event. Hawk will onboard normies. So that's why I just don't buy this thought of, oh, well, you know, if you bought this, you deserve to get scammed. Okay, fine. But a lot of the people who bought it had never bought crypto before. They were targeting those people. They said as much in our call. Now, the other part of this scam that I really need to break down because people don't understand it exactly is the fee scam, okay? When this launched, they had 15% fees on trading. They said that this was to stop snipers. But basically what this means, and because the team now blames snipers for a lot of this rug pull, but what it means is they benefited the entire way. You can see in 24 hours, they made almost $2 million from this fee. Meanwhile, on Dex Screener, you can see the Sniper, which is the number one trader on this coin. They made about $1.3 million in their total profits and loss. So they actually made less in total profits this sniper that ruined the project than the team made on fees. I, of course, asked who benefited. Did Hawk to a Girl make the money? Who made the money in this whole thing? And they essentially dodged the question. Who's making millions of dollars on fees from this rug pull?
That's not a scheme. That's the project.
Who's
that's the
making fees?
So we can keep this thing going for years, okay? That's how do you think? There's so many expenses.
Who makes the money on the fees? Someone just made over $1 million on fees. Who made it?
First of all, the fees were there with Meteora Pools. And that goes to, yes, the creator, right?
Which is who? Who does that own? Who does that belong to?
That belongs to the project.
Who's the project? Who is the project?
Well, the project is over here, Haley Welch, right? And
how much does Haley Welch own?
This is Haley Welch's project.
So she owns all of it.
Coffeezilla.
I'm just trying to figure out who owns it.
You know how much it costs for lawyer fees to create a foundation in the Cayman Islands, to hire directors? You think this stuff pays for itself? You know, this is how you run a project forever, is you have to fund that. And first of all, over here can speak to the extensive amount of work and time and people that are on this project. Over here has around 18 people working on this right now as we speak. This is not a small time type of nothing. We're really trying to do something here and not just do it for one day and do it for 2 days.
So who made the money? You haven't answered the question. Who made the money? How much did Haley Welch make of that million, 1.8 million?
It's a foundation that is running this project.
How much does she own of it?
It's a foundation. She owns zero of the foundation.
So y'all made the money?
No, I don't own the foundation either. A foundation.
Brother, who profited? Over $1 million was just made.
A foundation that pays people out. And by the way, Coffeezilla, I'm not asking you, questions that are irrelevant to the most important stuff that you said. Who cares where fees go? It goes to bills.
You heard him right. Who cares where millions of dollars went? Supposedly, they have 18 people working on the Hawk to a Meme token. So, I don't know if that's true, but that's at least what they're claiming. Now, the last thing I need to say before we jump into this context that you need is that there are four groups to look out for here. One, you have Hawk to a Girl, who is promoting this thing. Two, you have this guy, Doc Hollywood, who is like Howie Mandel's like son-in-law or something like that. Like, he's this guy who has some connections in Hollywood, and he seems to be the guy connecting Hawk to a Girl with crypto, and he said he was teaching her a meme coin class, okay? And he goes unhinged on her call. Three, you have the guys running the crypto token, and four, you have the insiders who paid money to get early access to this coin and then are rug-pulling a lot of Haley Welch's fans. What you want to make of that, who you exactly want to assign blame to, is up to you. A lot of people are saying, oh, she didn't know any better. She's getting taken advantage of. Maybe, or maybe she's making a ton of money, talking about Hawk to a Girl. So with that said, I just want to show you the call last night. That is what I knew going into this call. And you'll see my questions target some of these different aspects of what I believe to be a scam in this call. And the last thing I have to say is that when they did do this call, they monologued for like 12 to 15 minutes before they let anyone up. So I was extremely frustrated by the time I got up. I think you'll hear a little bit of that in my voice. Not only that, this Doc Hollywood guy called people mentally ill. He said that people should be thanking him or kissing his butt, basically, for doing this for them, as if he's doing them a favor, basically generally berating the people who had maybe lost money in this. And so quite frustrating to go into. And anyway, enjoy.
Everyone thinks that, oh, everything's a rug. Everything's a rug. Everyone's here to f*** you. Nah, we're here to onboard real people outside of this spaces, right? The people here, you guys are already f***ed. Y'all are f***ed ahead. Every day thinking everything's a scam, and you know what, you guys are right, everything is a scam, but not this. We did not spend 6-7 months of our lives dedicated to trying to do something cool, right? To do something different, not dumping on you, not bundle snipes. Not 100% of the liquidity or whatever was bundle sniped by the team and propped up charts. You guys are not the target audience. Sorry to say, right? This is not the target audience.
Who's he talking to?
The target audience, which is why I'm even doing this, which is what's cool about it, is it's not in this spaces. And listen, most of you, we don't want you in the community. Let's be real, right? You're not great people. What? I don't know y'all, right? I see some friendly faces in this audience.
He's having a meltdown.
I'm going to say y'all, you guys, right? There's a lot of negativity in the space. I think crypto brings the mentally ill into this thing, right? If you guys are in crypto, you're most likely mentally ill. And I'm going to count myself as mentally ill for even being here right now. We're trying to actually have fun. We're trying to do something cool. We're trying to give meme tokens away for free to people who have never had any crypto before, any meme token. And you guys should be kissing my ass because I'm trying to do something dope.
Yeah, so that's how all of this started. I had watched as people got wrecked on chain. And then I go here in the actual space that's supposed to address everything. A guy berating everyone, calling them mentally ill and telling them they should be thanking him. And that's what led to sort of my attitude when I went up on stage. Also, Twitter Spaces is horrible for doing this kind of work. I normally wouldn't choose it, but all these guys seem to love Twitter Spaces. I don't know why. The problem is people filibuster. So I know I interrupted a lot. That's because you can't let these people go run off on like 10-hour explanations, which they will do if you let them. So, yeah, anyway, here's when I got up on the space.
Happy to answer any questions.
I have questions. I have questions. I'm raising my hand. Hey, guys.
What CoffeeZilla?
Hey, this is one of the most miserable, horrible launches I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, then why the fuck are you on?
I've been tracing it on chain for a while. You guys generated over $1 million in fees while y'all's fans got rug pulled. There was snipers, but there was also insider trading directly linked to y'all's creator account. What are you guys doing?
No. That's not true. That is true.
That's a fact.
No, it's not.
It's a fact, and you can see it on chain. So
we know. We trust me. We were there. We could answer that.
You know about the insider trading?
No, there's no insider trading. That's why we can answer it.
Okay, so there's tokens going directly from the main account.
CoffeeZilla, just chill for a second.
And then it's getting sold for $50,000. Who is that?
Definitely not us. You think we're doing this for $50,000? Yeah, fucking right. Talking to the wrong guy. You're used to these bullshit scammers out here. Not us. Now, we had...
That's what everyone says, by the way.
Listen, doesn't matter. No, I'm not everyone. There was a strategic allocation, right, through a foundation. Every single one of those was signed through a SAFT. The deployer wallet, you've heard of strategic allocation or a private
sale. How much
sale.
Did y'all get doing a pre-sale? How much did y'all make?
It's not that
selling
we made.
Selling out your fans. So
over here, can you give
exactly?
Hold on, CoffeeZilla. Take a chill pill, brother.
Y'all just
rug pulled a bunch of people.
No, there's no rug. We're here every single day. There's no rug pulled. And it's not done by us. Yes, snipers sniped it up to an insane market cap.
No, it's not just snipers.
That was not us. Listen. No. I'm telling you the truth.
And y'all made millions on fees from this little scheme.
I'm sure that's not you getting those fees, right?
Who's making the money on the fees? Who's making millions of dollars on fees from this rug pull?
That's not a scheme. That's the project. So we can keep this thing going for years. Okay, that's how do you think? There's so many expenses.
Who makes the money on the fees? Someone just made over $1 million on fees. Who made it?
First of all, the fees were there with Meteora pools, and that goes to the creator, right?
Who does that belong to?
That belongs to the project, right?
Who's the project? Who is the project?
Well, the project is over here, Haley Welch, right? And
how much does Haley Welch own?
This is Haley Welch's project.
So she owns all
CoffeeZilla.
Of it.
CoffeeZilla.
Did she just make a million dollars on fees on a rug pull? Do you know how much
it costs for lawyer fees to create a foundation in the Cayman Islands, to hire directors? You think this stuff pays for itself? right?
Y'all wanted to make the money on day one? I don't understand. I'm just asking.
We're here every single day.
Billions of dollars fees from the
run. Day two, day three. You know, this is how you run a project forever. Is you have to fund that. How? And first of all, over here can speak to the extensive amount of work and time and people that are on this project. Over here has around 18 people working on this right now as we speak. This is not a small time type of nothing. We're really trying to do something here and not just do it for one day and do it for 2 days like you're used to.
So who made the money? You haven't answered the question. Who made the money? How much did Haley Welsh make of that million, 1.8 million?
It's a foundation that is running this project.
How much does she own of it?
It's a foundation. She owns zero of the foundation.
So y'all made foundation, the money?
No, I don't own the foundation either. A foundation in the Cayman Islands.
Who profited over $1 million was just
made?
I'm
telling you, a foundation that pays people out. And by the way, CoffeeZilla, I'm not asking you, questions that are irrelevant to the most important stuff that you said. Who cares where fees go? It goes to bills.
When you're charging 15%,
it goes to accounts. It goes to directors.
You're charging
15%
on a rug pull, right? And you're profiting from the
rug
pull.
There's no
rug
pull because we didn't pull a rug. I don't know what you're trying to say. It's not true. That's defamation.
Doc,
you're saying
do the math. Do
it's
the math.
Defamation. You're saying that we pulled the rug. There was no rug pull.
3%.
You're defaming our care.
You talk over me.
I'm hearing bullshit.
No, you're not. You're talking over me. Let me just lay out your tokenomics. You guys released 3% to the Meteora pool while you have 17% of the token allocation unlocked day one from your strategic allocation. Are you guys insane? What do you guys think exactly is going to happen when your insiders get sent their tokens? And by the way, who made the money from your 17% presale while you're giving a tiny piece of the pie to the public? Like, what the hell? This is the worst tokenomics I've ever seen, and it is a scam.
It's not a scam.
The tokenomics are a scam. That's my opinion. You can say whatever you want about it. You can cry defamation. That's my opinion. It's a scam. And I only do this for a living. I've only seen a million of these projects.
So who pays you, CoffeeZilla? Let's
ooh, turn it around. Nobody's here for me. Everyone's here for you. Where did the fees go? Where did the money for the presale tokens go? Why did y'all unlock day one so people could dump on Haley Welsh's fans? And how involved was she really? And how much money is she making from all this? What's her cut? I just got muted. So yeah, that was the conversation. Obviously, I got a little heated there towards the end because, I don't know, there was something about this guy berating people who had lost money and insisting that what was so transparently true about the fees being made, about who's benefiting from the presale, just dodging all of that, it gets me so bothered. I guess it shouldn't at this point. But, you know, what can I say? I'm only human. I will go ahead and highlight there were two other moments. FaZe Banks got up and called these guys out, which is funny.
This 100% was a mismanaged, mislaunched, like, this is, to what CoffeeZilla said, I would label this a scam as well. It's pretty obvious. Like CoffeeZilla brought up, 97% of the token was bundled into the same cluster. And in layman's terms, that just basically means 97% of all the tokens owned were by related wallets, friends of friends of friends of friends. They were
no,
like,
no, that's not true. It's not true.
Yes, it is true. False. Yes. No, it's 100% true.
And then also Nick O'Neill, who is another crypto Twitter guy, he got up there and he asked them basically what I did because they wouldn't let me back up on the space. And he said, where's the money going to? And then Hawk to a girl, decided it was time for bed. And that was the end of the space.
So I'm sort of curious, like, not for the token price itself, but just in terms of the fact that there's fees that are being generated, there's an actual, like,
hey guys,
income.
I hate to interrupt you, Nick. Well, hello there. But anywho, yeah. I'm going to go to bed, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay. for I guess for docking over here.
Can you imagine being asked questions about a scam and in the middle of the questioning you go, yeah, I think I'm gonna hit the bed, you know? Gotta wake up bright and early for tomorrow. That is just wild. These people are not serious, or at least it doesn't appear that they're taking it very seriously. I think it's concerning when you have a project which, you know, they can say whatever they want about their 18 employees and all the, you know, hundreds of thousands they supposedly paid to set up these, like, Cayman Island corps to do it the right way. But at the end of the day, when you make millions of dollars on launch, where does that come from? When your insiders sell $3 million, where does that come from? Maybe the normies that you were targeting to get in? That is my problem. That is my issue. And that's why I came at them so hard. And that's basically it. I think Haley Welsh, or Hawk to a Girl, to whatever extent she was involved is still unclear, or was unclear until her transactional entertainment lawyer contacted me. I'm just editing this live, guys. He contacted me and said he wants to have a offline combo. I said, I can't do that. This is a live story. If she wants to comment on the story or shed light on how much she's been paid, kindly respond. I'll put up all these screenshots. They say she was paid an advance from a company to handle the token marketing dev launch of $125,000. That's the only money she's seen to date. If you have any specific questions, happy to answer. I said, what company was she paid by? What's the agreement? Did she see a cut of the presale or fees from the liquidity pool? The best thing for my story is to get a copy of the agreement, of course. Christian replies, she was supposed to get 50% of net proceeds after payments of costs to third parties. Is that the 18 employees or whatever they have? I don't know. I don't know what costs they have, but 50% is a lot. They were supposed to be mutually approved between her and the company. All decisions regarding to allocation were supposed to be mutually approved. Those decisions haven't been made at this point. The goal would be to salvage the token for the holders and her true fans and do right by the community. That's not going to happen. I can't provide the actual contract, as you can imagine, but I'm happy to continue to be responsive. Your spaces and comments have been helpful, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate what you... Okay, we all know. They always say that, by the way. This guy does not appreciate what I do, I don't think. You know, an entertainment lawyer appreciating somebody talking about somebody, I don't think that's true. Look, the big deal, what he said, is 50% net proceeds. That's a lot, actually. Now, again, 18 employees working on the Hawk to a coin. I don't know how much they're going to end up seeing at the end of the day, but it's going to be real money. The question about, like, oh, salvage the coin, want to salvage the coin. Guys, the problem is you've sold millions of dollars of pre-sale tokens, and they're still out there. There's still people with these coins who are waiting to sell. So the second you go and salvage it for the fans, you're kind of dooming them again. So the best situation is just people, well, I don't really know. I don't like to give advice in situations like this. You know, it's like asking someone how to clean up a car crash. It's like, well, ideally, this wouldn't have happened in the first place. So can't give too much advice there. The situation's horrible as it is. I appreciate them actually responding, though. But she is actually making a lot of money off of this. And I do actually think that's a problem. So I don't know. I think this whole situation is terrible. And she should feel bad. I hope she does, really, because she got in bed with these people who clearly saw dollar signs. She saw dollar signs, and they did this, and people have been hurt. So, yeah, that's basically it. Oh, one more message from Hawk's lawyer. This guy keeps messaging me. He says, this was not a speculative opportunity for her. She truly didn't intend to fleece fans. She genuinely wanted to make this a community token of fans and onboard Web 2 to Web 3 and be a long-term face.